you live.
From Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh my gosh, it is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yes, we are here. We've arrived at the weekend nearly pretty.
We're here. We did it.
We did it so far. Week one is done and dusted. Well, we've got to get through this show first.
If we can get through the next 3 hours, Rossi, we'll be all right.
I think it's going to be a good one. I think it is. We're going to be giving away a Canon camera this morning.
This is so exciting. This is an expensive camera. I was looking it up.
Yeah.
It's a couple of thousand dirhams here that we're talking about.
Honestly,
yeah.
So it's a decent camera that we're going to be giving away around about 8:40 this morning. So
yeah, that's right.
Stick around for that. We've got some
gossip coming up as
gossip
well.
Gossip on the way, yeah.
A controversial celebrity who was missing on Instagram for 4 years, finally back on.
Ooh.
Any ideas who it could be?
Missing 4 years? No, absolutely
controversial,
no.
Very controversial.
Okay, well, now I'm excited to find out who that is.
We'll find out. We also have an iftar for you coming up later this hour as well.
We do indeed. What is this? Are we going to start the show off with a party mix this morning?
Stop! Are we starting off with Dean?
It looks like we are.
That's amazing. I love that.
What a way to start the show, ladies and gentlemen. A mix from DJ Dean Curtis. I need to talk to him later on as well, by the way. He's been accusing me of something, so we'll get him on the show a bit later on. It's the weekend, Virgin Radio. Let's go. Come on.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act.
What a way to kick off the show this morning. DJ Dean Curtis in the mix. Some
love
great
it.
Songs there.
Yes,
loving it.
So good.
Getting the weekend started, which is absolutely fantastic. We got a call here.
I think you may have done something wrong here, Rossi.
Rolly, hello. How are you?
Good morning, Rossi.
Hello, mate. What's the problem, mate?
You said it's a Thursday and I got a shock because I'm wearing casuals to work today.
Wait, it's Thursday? He said it's Thursday?
Did I say it was a Thursday? I don't know.
And I love that you said you're wearing casual clothes to work. Do you wear is it casual Fridays at your workplace?
Yes, correct.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's see if you're right then. Let's see if you're right, because I honestly believe that I said
I didn't
Friday.
Hear it. I didn't hear it either.
I mean, what was I thinking? It was 2018 or something?
Maybe.
All right, let's have a listen. Right, let me see. Oh my gosh, it is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah. What is happening? I'm going mad. Rolly, listen, I sincerely apologize, man. I'm sorry.
Rossi, I almost took a U-turn to go back to change.
You get your outfit on for the day. Have a great day, Rolly, and thanks for correcting me this morning, mate, all right?
No worries.
Cheers,
you,
bro. Oh. For a Friday, not making that mistake again. Sorry about that. I said Thursday.
Gosh.
Well, at least, like, you know, it's a nice little surprise that it is actually Friday.
Yeah, that's
you.
True. That's a pleasant surprise.
Hey, Jude. Come on the show, mate. Don't make it bad. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Big Rossi. This is Jude from Baskin Robbins.
Oh, that's why.
I just want to tell you that you're doing an amazing job without Chris Fade. I think Chris Fade should take longer breaks.
Oh, Jude, thanks. You're very kind.
Thank you
Rossi's
very much.
He's doing wonderful.
Thanks. We're both doing well together. Without pretty Jude, I would not be able to do it because she's just like, she just keeps me on the straight and narrow. Otherwise, I'd be all over the place. But how's Baskin and Robbins? How's Baskin and Robbins doing at the moment? Because I know that you have the world's greatest ice cream cake. How is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can send across a cake for you guys.
Oh, we'll eat.
Celebrate Ramadan. We got a Ramadan cake.
Oh, that's nice. But I just bought a cake the other day for Liz's Mother's Day. You should have sent me one then, but
Rossi, stop trying to do the freebies.
Sorry, Jude. I'm not allowed to do any more freebies. I got told off yesterday. But
yeah.
It's my pleasure.
Have a great day, mate, and I hope you're well, and I hope the family are well, all right?
All well. Take care, Rossi, and pretty. All
cheers.
The best.
Bye,
bye,
Jude. I'm so sorry, Rossi, but Nala and I are going to be totally distracted throughout the show.
Okay.
Because we need to compare notes on the Love is Blind reunion.
Right.
Which dropped yesterday.
Okay.
So, just so you know, that's what Nala and I are going to be talking about the whole show.
Well, no. Is it? Where? Okay.
This season of Love is Blind. If you've never seen Love is Blind, this is the show where singles sign up and they go into what they call these pods.
Mm.
So they talk to different people. They're essentially going on dates, right?
Right.
But they can't see each other.
There's a wall.
Yeah, there's a wall in between them and they can only hear each other.
Okay.
The only way they get to see each other is by proposing. So once they're engaged, they see each other for the first time. Then they have about 4 to 6 weeks until they get married. Some people make it to the altar and they get married. Some people don't make it to the altar. Some people make it to the altar and then say no. And then say, no, I don't want to marry you at the altar. This season was the juiciest.
Yeah, it was the best one.
Yet.
It was the best one.
It was crazy.
So is this good. What you've been talking about with Lorraine as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because the reunion was yesterday. So everyone was waiting for it.
Fair play to ladies. Like, you can multitask because, like, you guys are watching, like, 5 episodes of different things in one.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no problem. You just switch.
See, because, like, I was watching one day, but then sometimes one day was too emotionally draining. So then I had to switch to another show so that I would go to, like, Love is Blind because that's, like, fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could yell at the TV, like, what are you doing? Why would you say that? You know?
I feel like for Jeff, does he ever get any TV time himself? Or?
Yeah, he watches everything without me. All the shows that I think that he's going to like, I'll, like, save. Next thing you know, he's finished it. He has no regard for, like, me when it comes to TV.
Pretty.
Zero.
Aww.
Like, I'm waiting.
He's a Netflix cheater or a Disney Plus cheater, is he?
He's a TV cheater.
So he, like, just goes and watches it all on his own?
Yeah, he'll just watch whatever he wants. And then he'll be like, oh, I didn't know you want to watch it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, Liz does the same thing. She sneaks into bed sometimes with the iPad and watches an episode ahead of me. And I'm like, you've watched it already? It's not fair.
But some people like rewatching things. Like, for example, sometimes if I know a movie, like a romance movie, is coming out. So what I tend to do, if my parents are, like, very late to watch it,
yeah,
I'll watch it before them and then watch it again and pretend like I didn't watch it. But my experience will be the exact same thing.
You know what? That happens if Jeff's sister, Jincy, mm-hmm. is over and we're all watching something. I have to rewatch whatever it is we watch because they won't stop talking.
Oh, I can't handle
throughout the whole thing.
I can watch stuff again and again and again. Like, I just put it on the background, like all the Ricky Gervais stuff, Afterlife, constantly on in my house.
No, but that's like a comedy show. There's some shows that you can only watch with intense, like, you have to pay attention.
Mm.
And if you've watched it again, you lose the or the surprise yeah. element, or, like, you know, yeah. it loses that. There's some shows that you need to be focused on.
It's usually
and watching.
Action or, like, sci-fi.
Yeah, you got to, like, watch it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Suppose you ladies, you know, you could go out and go and look at some nice historical forts or castles. You know, that would be good to do instead of just sitting at home watching telly all the time.
You're the last one to speak, Mr. Can't Stay at Home, who has a problem, who's always sick and always complaining. And, oh, my God,
who's
I don't
sick?
Know how to stay home.
Who's sick?
You.
I'm
you
never always- sick.
You Rossi? Always say there's something wrong with you. Always.
Oh, yeah. But that's like serious illnesses. I'm not off as much as you. You're off once a week. Oh!
Virgin Radio. That's UAE traffic. Oh. Powered by Yas Island.
I'm not going to comment on that because then you're making fun of me getting food poisoning and me having the flu.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry. Bring a doctor's note. Pretty, what's going on the traffic?
I'm not speaking to you this entire day.
Don't Thanks. Speak to him.
I Good.
Won't. Rude.
Rude human being.
It's Ramadan.
Exactly.
She's fasting. She had food poisoning. Rude.
What's happening on the roads, Pretty?
Don't try to avoid it.
Right, Chris is going to be back the week after next. He's in LA currently with Fade Fit, his company, and his family. Gone to see Brianna's family, who's from LA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be back with some prank calls, hopefully. Fingers crossed. We need to do more of these.
Yeah, I know. They're so fun.
This one was amazing. This is Chris first talking to a lady who used to work here called Sabrina, who is a fluent French speaker. We got her to teach us some French phrases. And we were going to call up a restaurant. Have a listen to this.
Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning.
So you speak French?
Yes, I do.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
What we're going to do right now
mm-hmm.
is I want you to tell me how to say this in French.
Okay.
You look so beautiful, you look like a horse.
Oh, what? So, tu es si belle, tu ressembles à un cheval.
Okay, the next one I want you to say, hi, can I touch your ears?
What? Est-ce que je peux toucher tes oreilles?
The last one, I want to be the dressing on your salad.
Ooh.
What?
Est-ce que je peux être la vinaigrette dans ta salade?
Okay. Anyway, let's call the French restaurant. Let's see if I can get him to help me out.
You're ready.
Ready. We're dialing. What's the French restaurant here?
Le Petite Maison.
The small Mason.
Hey? The small house.
Oh, is that what Maison means? House.
Thank you for calling La Petite Maison. For tonight's dinner bookings and future reservations, please dial 1.
I'm understanding French here.
Oh, look at that.
This is very good.
No more than that.
I'm going to be nervous. Because I am. Hello? Hello. My name's Chris. I'm not sure. I'm taking a girl tonight to your restaurant, Le Petit Maison, and I want to impress her. She's French, so okay. I'm going to take her to the, you know, I know you guys are one of the best French restaurants, mm-hmm. and I want to be able to talk a little bit of French, and okay. I just thought if I could just speak to someone French. I've just written a few things here that I just want to make sure that they sound good, so when I do say them to the waiter, she'll be thoroughly impressed.
All right. Okay. Well, what do you want to say?
Excuse the pronunciation. I've just started learning, but here we go. I'll try this one. Tu es si belle. Tu ressembles à un cheval.
Je ressemble à un cheval.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if she's going to take it really right. Huh?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
You say that she looks like a horse.
I'm saying she looks like a horse.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, how do I say, what's something better than a horse? Because I've learnt that line, so I know it. What's, you look like a unicorn. How do you say unicorn in French?
Licorne.
Cicolo?
Licorne.
Nicolo?
Licorne.
Licorno. Mm. So, tu es say, Sibel, tu ressembles a licorno.
Yes, good.
Thank you. I've got two more lines here. Je peux toucher... Tesray?
Yeah, that's right, but that sounds very weird.
What am I saying there?
Can I touch your ears?
Can I touch your ears? Yeah, no, I actually do want to, so I'll keep that one.
Is it really going to be your first date with her? She's going to be scared.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I'm 27, it's my first time going out with a girl.
Yeah, cool. Just relax and you'll have a good time.
Well, I know the French, they say the French are very good at, like, all the romancing stuff. So
yeah, it's fine. She's French, you will understand. You're not French.
Yeah.
Don't relax.
So the last one here, I thank so much for your time. I'll let you go here. But the last one is, je peux autrer ta vinaigrette dans ta salade.
No, don't say that.
What's that one?
No. It's so weird, man.
Will it be freaking her out?
Yeah, probably.
What should I say? Something nice in French?
I don't know. Whatever. The first one, je suis belle, blah, blah, blah. It's good.
Yeah, you look like a unicorn. Man. I won't say Chavel looks like a horse.
No, it's just a voice.
How does a horse sound in French? Like, is it... Woo! Is it different?
Okay, thank you very much. You'll see tomorrow, tonight.
No, tonight. Can I just... What's your name, just so I know? I'll ask for you.
Armel.
Thanks, Armel. Hey, Armel, this is Chris Fade from Virgin Radio Dubai.
You so bad, man. I was like, dude, that's so weird. But please, come tonight and have this date. I will laugh.
Oh, my gosh. We need to do more of those prank calls.
Yeah.
Chris, back the week after next. We'll be back together. So we've had a bit of a saga right in the studio.
So it all started on Chris's birthday. We obviously all like to give him a few gifts. Rossi, you thought, oh, Chris loves memorabilia.
Yeah.
So I'll get something.
Mm.
You ended up finding this movie poster of the movie Snatch.
Yeah.
Which I guess Chris has mentioned once or twice over the years.
Yeah.
And it's signed. Now, in the movie, in Snatch, you have Brad Pitt, Jason Statham, a massive cast, right?
Yep.
It was signed by Vinnie Jones, who's also starring in the movie.
Yeah, and he's in The Gentleman on Netflix at the moment. He's back and he's bigger than ever.
Right. That movie poster, that signed movie poster, has been sitting in the studio since his birthday on February 27th.
Yes.
Chris has not taken it.
No.
And it's hurt your feelings.
It has hurt my feelings a bit. So I decided to do something with it. I was talking about it on the show a couple of weeks ago. This week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was going to send it to Omal Quayne, but then I couldn't be bothered doing that. I just thought...
Yeah,
it's just gonna get left.
That was a bad idea. He wanted to send it to the other side of the country and then send like a ransom note to Chris. And I was like, Chris is never gonna go get it.
He's never gonna get it. So I got even sneakier.
What'd you do?
Yesterday, I took the picture. And I also took another picture, which was Dean's picture that he's been talking about. Remember, Dean said he's got a picture of him and Chris Fade when they performed at Untold Festival.
Oh, really?
I stole it out the back of Dean's car.
If you didn't know, Dean and Chris Fade are together called Cancelled.
Yeah.
Cancelled Music.
They performed on stage at Untold under the name of Cancelled. I stole Dean's picture out the back of his car as well. So I had two pictures and I went straight over to Chris Fade's house.
Yeah.
And if you go to my Instagram right now, shameless plug award, go and check out Big Rossi Radio right now on my Instagram page. And
you're at Chris's house.
You will see me in Chris's house. Here's some audio of me at Chris's house right now. Have a listen to this. Hey, Big Rossi here, and I'm at this amazing brand new house of Chris Fade. We all know about this famous picture that I gave him for his birthday. He's left it in the studio. He's away in LA. I'm past his security, I'm in his house, and I've also got this one of him and his little friend, his friend Dean, cancelled when they performed at Untold. So I'm at his house, let's go and put them up, find somewhere to put them. I'm sure he'll love it.
Did you take your daughter as well?
I think it's good, yeah, there, put it up there.
I got my daughters filming me in Chris's house. So I've been to Chris's house already. It's beautiful. I've been to have a look around.
Who was home?
Just the workmen and stuff.
No one was home?
No, I just went in there. By the way, I must say, the pool is such a lovely temperature, by the way. It's so
Rocky,
nice.
Did you go swimming in it?
Well, watch the full video. You'll see of me taking my clothes off and getting in his brand new pool that I don't think he's even swimming yet, but... Check out the video right now.
Oh, my God.
Send it to Chris and say, the picture is up there, mate. Enjoy. I went to his house and I've put it up for him. So there you go. I've put up his other one of Cancelled as well with DJ Dean Curtis. So,
I just can't believe you went to his house yesterday. No one's home.
I think the nannies were in, but I didn't see them. They've got these like private...
You saw Marilyn.
Private Marilyn.
Yeah, Virginia's in LA.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I saw an auntie, I call her, yeah. But the house is beautiful. It's got a gym there. It's got like this separate living quarters.
Does Chris know you were in his house?
No.
George and Gilda were not there?
No, they were out.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did this. Movie poster.
I've got another one actually. do you want to see? I'm going to put it on my stories. I found the car keys to his McLaren. No.
Rossi.
And I went in this McLaren. I found the car keys. So I'm going to put that on my stories. And yeah, go and watch it. Big Rossi Radio. Dax, what's up, man?
Hey, Rossi, how are you? Good morning. Good morning, pretty.
Morning, good. Dax. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm on the way to my work. And I was just listening to the radio and I was laughing a lot. way that he was explaining that Rossi was using the pool.
It's true, mate. It's true. I was in his pool yesterday. It's beautiful. Really nice.
I mean, Dax, I think it's safe to say there's only one Big Rossi on this planet, and we're blessed to have him in our presence every day.
Look at this. You're going to give me a big head.
I right?
Yes, of course, of course. And Rossi, tell me one thing more. What else did you save on this visit?
Well, I got in his car. I went into his car.
I can't believe
the McLaren.
You did this.
I'm going to put that on my Insta stories. It's lovely. It's parked outside the house, ironically, but I found the car keys in the kitchen area.
So you
and,
were
oh
just
my gosh, the cinema room. Let me tell you about the cinema room, Dax. He's
right.
Got this cinema room in his house, right? It's
Rossi.
The most amazing thing. Like they have done this cinema room up to another level. It's got stars in the ceiling.
Wow.
Stars in the ceiling, people, in the cinema room, Dax. Honestly. Chris's house is beautiful.
You're going to be watching movie actually before Chris comes on board. You know,
don't Dax. Do not give him that idea. He's going to take his kids and wife over to Chris's house this weekend and say, "Come on, kids, we're going to Uncle Chris's house."
What a great idea, Dax. I'm going to order some popcorn on delivery right now and go over there this evening.
Yes, oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
I'm waiting for you to post it online.
I will do it, mate. Thanks so much for your call, Dax. Have a great weekend. All right.
You too, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Go and watch the video of me breaking into Chris's house right now. Big Rossi Radio. Thank you.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series, don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Give us it, pretty.
Okay, Kanye West is back to his Instagram rants. Remember, he used to do this a lot, but he kind of like chilled out for a bit.
Yeah.
He's back at it.
Uh-oh.
This time, he decided to take aim at Drake, Kim Kardashian, Hailey Bieber, and Adidas in his latest Instagram rant.
Oh, no.
He said that he even hated the children of anyone who worked at Adidas.
Oh, dear.
If you go to school with kids whose parents work at Adidas, I hate you. That's what he said. Then he went on and said, just know they tried to destroy me and here we are with the number one song in the world. His song went number one on the Billboard chart.
Mm.
And he said, and I hate everybody at the fashion houses that sided with Gabby and Hailey Bieber. He went on to say the same thing about Drake. Fans are really confused because they're like, I don't understand what Hailey Bieber has to do with this whole conversation.
Yeah.
You're obviously mad at Drake. You're mad at Adidas because Adidas dropped you. You're mad at Kim Kardashian.
Leave Hailey alone.
I don't know why he's mad at Hailey Bieber. Who knows? Zayn Malik has caused an internet storm, as I like to say. So he crashed the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. While Jimmy Fallon was doing his opening, Zayn Malik walks out with like a coffee cup in his hand, does not say a word, hands over a note to Jimmy, walks off, no interview, no performance, nothing.
Right.
Like literally just silent and walked off set and that's it. That was his appearance on Jimmy Fallon. This is what the note said. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
This is what the note said. Okay, where is it? Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Zayn Jimmy Fallon, yeah? Okay, here we go. Press play.
Jimmy, look to your right for my album. My new single, What I Am, is out this Friday off my upcoming album, Room Under the Stairs, available May 17th. Hope you'll check it out. I will. Zayn, everybody. That's it.
Yeah.
So he's dropping a brand new album that comes out on May 17th. And yes, he has dropped a brand new single. It has literally just been released 2 minutes ago. Here it is, Zayn Malik, What I Am.
Am I crazy? Playing these games with you. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you the flying, would you say that you love
me? What do you think?
I think it sounds exactly like a singer from the UK called Paolo Nutini from Scotland. He's from.
Okay.
Sounds very like sort of Paolo Nutini. Here's some Paolo Nutini. Listen to this. Let me fast forward a bit.
Oh my gosh, it's the same.
It does, doesn't it? Sound like Paolo Nutini, right?
Yeah.
His voice is very similar.
Very similar type of song as well. I think Zayn has one of the most beautiful voices.
I think his voice was the best in One Direction.
100, sure. Like just a beautiful, like that raspy voice, that it's old school kind of voice.
He's got a lot of pain in his voice, doesn't he?
Yeah, so I'm really excited and looking forward to his new album that drops on May 17th and having the single on repeat.
Nice.
And finally, everyone's talking about it.
What is it?
It happens in LA. NSYNC reunited on stage. So Justin Timberlake is dropping his brand new album today. It's called Everything I Thought I Was. And he was doing a show in LA to promote it. So he's performing, right?
Yeah.
And he's got this curtain behind him. All of a sudden, the curtain drops and out come the boys of NSYNC.
Absolutely crazy.
So cool. So they obviously performed their old school hits. So we had Bye Bye Bye.
Right.
Have a listen.
Bye Bye Bye. Oh, I love that.
Baby, come on.
Now, they didn't do the dance moves to the song.
Well, I'm glad they didn't do the dance moves because, like, they're probably over 40. You know what I mean?
Who cares about that? You gotta do dance moves. They also did It's Gonna Be Me.
Recorded on someone's Nokia from the back of the room there.
And the cool thing about this is for NSYNC fans, now Justin's album drops today, and yes, NSYNC have a brand new song on the album. It's called Paradise. Here is a snippet.
I waited, I've been waiting forever, right here for this moment, between you and I.
fantastic song.
You like it?
I think it's so suitable for them. Coming back, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
boy band, like from the 90s or noughties. Sounds good.
Yep, so the album drops today. Who knows, maybe NSYNC will be making some surprise appearances during JT's tour as well.
Okay. If someone said to you, Pretty, got some tickets to NSYNC,
I'd go see it.
You go and see them?
Yeah, because I think I have to give them the respect that they deserve. They were an amazing group who accomplished amazing things.
They were.
Are they better than the Backstreet Boys? No chance.
They are.
However, they're a good group that I would like to see. I don't know as many songs as everyone else, but I would definitely go see them. If you want to see the video, by the way, of the surprise performances, it'll be up on Chris Fade Show.
I mean, you just only have to look at Justin Timberlake and his solo career to see how much better NSYNC were than the Backstreet Boys. Because, like, let's look at the Backstreet Boys. Which one of them
You just contradicted yourself.
Why?
How can NSYNC be better when you're saying Justin Timberlake had a better solo career? So he's better.
Which one of the Backstreet Boys?
No, wait, let me finish. So he's better as a solo artist than an NSYNC. That's what you're saying. So therefore, you've just won my argument for me.
Okay.
So just JT's better without NSYNC.
But like, which one of the Backstreet Boys is gone?
We're not talking about solo. We're talking about the group. You're saying JT is better as a solo artist.
Yeah.
So what about NSYNC? The group.
They didn't have as many good hits as Backstreet
Boys. Thank you so much.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
You got me on that one.
Thanks.
David Guetta and Sexy Chick Nala saying this was her jam back in the day, Nala, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
No, Pretty, I counted. 13.
You were 13.
But that's not 5th grade. It's 8th grade.
That's what I said.
Yeah, 8th grade.
I was in 8th grade, and this was the first song that I danced to in a party.
Was it?
Yeah. This one and Alain on Bounce were the two.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go live on Instagram and Nala is going to recreate the dance that she did.
No one needs to see that.
Yeah, Nala. I wonder what the moves were like. I could try to think.
They're the same as now. Stiff as anything.
I've been trying to give Nala some rhythm for the past 4 years.
I can't. I haven't seen you dance before.
I can move like my arms and like
But the hand leg coordination
doesn't work. So I can't do both. I can either stand still and move my arms or move my legs, but both won't work.
Oh, you can't do both. No. All right. So you like those TikTok dancers where they just move the hands?
I don't do any. Pretty tries to teach me, but takes me so long.
You've done okay over the years though.
Yeah. Now I want to see Nala dance.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Nala is here. She's going to tell us what to watch this weekend.
I cannot contain my excitement. I've got DMs, people asking me, are you going to talk about it? Guys, the Taylor Swift Eras Tour is officially on Disney Plus.
Okay, right now I'm getting Disney Plus because the girls love Taylor Swift. So
it is probably one of the best movie concert experiences I've ever got.
And you went and watched it. Right?
I went and watched it with Busma and Jenny. It was phenomenal. But what makes it extra special is that she added more songs, so you get a more exclusive, and my favorite song of all time, Cardigan, is on it.
Take a breath. So if you saw this in theaters, it's not the same. It's even more.
Yeah.
So Disney Plus has it dropped, I think, at 3 o'clock this morning.
So good.
With extras? Look at that.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
And if this is very helpful, if you're a Swiftie and your partner isn't a Swiftie, make them watch it because after they'll realize how good she is, so they'll want to watch
it. I will 100% watch it. I promise
you, Nala. That's brilliant. Okay, we're going to be doing that this weekend then.
And since we were talking about Poor Things, Emma, she got nominated and won the Oscar for Poor Things.
Yeah, Emma Stone.
It is a very good movie. You're either going to love it or hate it. It's on Disney Plus as well.
That's great. So an Oscar winning movie is on there.
Yeah, it's like one of those movies where you don't know what's going on in the beginning, but then as the story goes on, you're like, oh, it makes sense. And hope makes sense.
Disney Plus do a good job about having a lot of the Oscar movies on, by the way.
True.
If you miss out during award season, they always have the Oscar movies up there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And finally, they are saying this is probably the most talked about show of this year. It got a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Rotten Tomatoes are very harsh critics.
99%.
It's called Shogun.
Oh, I've heard about this show,
So it's kind of like Game of Thrones, okay. But instead of like dragons and stuff, it's samurais.
Interesting.
Which is very interesting. I started watching. The first four episodes are out.
Okay.
Really good. The plot is incredible. So yeah. I highly, highly recommend. And for a limited time,
yeah.
Viewers can actually go on Disney Plus, create an account, and watch the first episode. No need for subscriptions, oh. No payments, no anything.
Oh, so you can see so if you like it.
Treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So see they know like it. They must be confident in this series if they're giving the first one for 99%
free, 99%
right?
on Rotten Tomatoes. That does not happen ever.
I just want to know how Nala finds the time. So she's watched everything.
She does watch everything.
I
she's,
don't know how you do it.
She just,
she's I Nala. Like to do it. When I'm washing dishes, I watch something. When I'm showering, I watch, you know.
Got waterproof stuff. It's fantastic. Yeah. And finally,
that's it. It. Yeah.
That's it. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, check them all out on Disney Plus this weekend.
Yes.
I think I'm officially going to be watching the Taylor Swift thing.
Yes, please.
And so I mentioned earlier on that...
life is different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Like, it's not normal. Like, I trespassed into Chris's house with the help of his dad yesterday. And after that, I spent most of the day talking to a stamp collector on Dubizzle.
Now, let's just break down everything that's happened here. We're going to skip past the going into Chris's house.
Oh, the text line's loving that one. Let me
guys,
tell you.
Guys, they're friends. Yeah, just putting that out there. Just, yeah, they're friends.
It's fine.
Now... First of all, question number one.
Mm.
Why did you find a stamp collector?
Okay.
So, how did you find
what was the reasoning in finding a stamp collector?
Because I'm going back to the UK and I'm going on the 5th of April, right?
Yeah.
So my friend messaged me and said, hey, my father-in-law is a massive stamp collector. I'm going to put some old music here. Hold on. And he really likes stamps from different regions. He's been looking at the UAE, and he said, he said, if you get any fan mail, if you get any fan mail, Rossi, can you save me the stamps with the envelopes on them? I'm like, fan mail? What is it, 1982?
So you're like on this on first step, because I have so many questions now that are forming in my head as you tell me the story. So now Rossi's like, okay, I got to get a stamp for my friend. Very kind of you.
Father-in-law, he's not very well at the moment.
So very kind of you to go and do it. It's an odd request, but why not, right?
Very odd.
So you don't go to Emirates Post. You then go to Dubizzle.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to buy... He likes old ones, right? So I just found this guy on Dubizzle, and the most loveliest guy, by the way. He was... I don't know what his name is, but he's... He found out who I am, and he was so excited and happy.
Oh, I love that.
I've dropped one on the floor. He's included some freebies for me. He also sent me 142 photos on WhatsApp of stamps. So,
142 photos of stamps?
Yeah, so I've got...
What, like different ones?
I've got stamps from the UAE the 1980s.
I've never seen a stamp from here in my life.
Some of these stamps are amazing.
Well, these stamps are like artwork.
Look at this one. And this one...
Show me.
This is from Oman, from the region of Oman.
That one, these two, can't put that one on camera.
Oh, really? Well, look at these ones. These are fantastic. So I've got loads of stamps from the regions of the UAE and Oman. So I'm going to be taking these back. But receive 140 pictures.
Rossi, I just love how interesting of a person you are.
Very.
Every time I think I've figured out Big Rossi, I haven't. And I appreciate that.
Thank you, mate. Well, you know.
What's today's plan then?
Today's plan
I'm going on the watching.
I'm going to get another dorkiness thing. Well, it's not dorky. It's very good.
It's not dorky.
I think you should do it. I'm going on the big bus tour around the UAE.
With who?
Just by myself.
Why? You've seen everything already in the city.
What's there to see?
I just want to take it from another perspective.
Of what?
Put the headset on, sit on the front, and go around there and get... Like,
you know what, Big Rossi? You go and do that.
I'm going to do it later.
Live stream the whole thing.
I just want a bit of time for myself, and I want to go on the big bus tour.
I love something that. Are you going to sit on the top?
Yep.
Open?
Top back, always, like the old school days when I was in school.
You do that, Big Rossi.
Back of the bus. That was my seat. Don't mess.
Okay. You do it.
Gareth. Hi, Gareth. What's up, mate?
Rossi. I just wanted to let you know I took offense to your comment.
Okay. Someone else taking offense today.
Rossi is just in everyone's bad books today. Gareth, right, go on. What did he
I've
do
already
wrong?
Been, yeah, I've already been done for trespassing into Chris Fade's house, saying it's a bad message for the kids. Now, what are you taking offense to, please?
Well, Rossi said that, you know, Sam from 1982. I was born in 1982, and I think that's young.
I was born in 1981, so... I'm older than you. So your statement is redundant.
Redundant.
Yeah, but thanks, Gareth.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
Gareth, you before too. You go, mate, I just want to ask this question. Do you collect anything weird? Like, have you got any collections of anything weird? Keep it clean, obviously, because I know what you I know what you like, but do you collect anything?
Poor Gareth.
Do you collect anything weird? Like, interesting.
Don't, Rossi, but I will say one thing. I've lived in the UAE for 23 years, and I don't think I've ever touched a UAE stamp.
Same!
Well, you should do. They're absolutely amazing.
Well, honestly. Rossi's going to be on the big bus tour with his stamps later, so if you want, you can link up at the Dubai frame, and please. You can take a look.
You're South African, are you?
I am, that's right.
Okay, good. Maybe we can go for a barbecue afterwards.
Look at Rossi just planning his days. Gareth, just stay away. Enjoy your weekend.
I'm just trying to annoy him by saying the word barbecue.
Trying to cause trouble.
Yeah. Yes.
Barbecue, mate. All right, see you later. Have a great day.
It's a
Barbie. Bye. Bye. It's a Barbie. If you collect anything weird, I'd love to know because I want to feel like I'm not alone. 04-871-5544. Keep it clean, obviously, so we can talk about it.
Virgin Radio 104.4, the best of the Chris Fade Show, Saturday morning. Across the country. Thanks for having us on. We had Kevin Little join us in studio. We got talking about his song that he created called Turn Me On, which is an amazing song.
Yeah.
Right? You know this song, right? This one. Oh, yeah.
Why don't
you
sing it?
You sound nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. And nobody, I never been, no. Anyway, we played a game with him in studio, and I wanted to see how many things he could turn on in the studio. Take a listen. We've got a game that we want to play with you, Kevin Little, and I thought if I ever have the chance of being in front of Kevin Little, yeah. We are going to play the game called Turn Me On. We have in the studio a bunch of objects right now,
yeah.
And we want to see how quick you can turn them all on. Does that make any sense?
Here's the thing. I did electronic engineering.
Whoa!
In college.
Oh, so
in
you're
Caribbean.
Putting, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
What I did in college.
Maybe all we right. Should have thought about this.
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to set up all the objects that cool. Kevin Little has to turn on. Now, he's got 60 seconds only.
Okay. 60 seconds?
60 seconds only to turn them all on. This is what we're doing right now. Now, we've got a toaster. I know how to turn a toaster on.
Okay. It's a toaster.
Wait. Don't let him look at it. Kevin's looking at all the objects. You can't.
Okay.
All right. This all right. is right. Kevin Little in the Virgin Radio Studios. Kevin Little right here. We got the other objects.
Okay, so we have down
Ross,
the end
you want
there.
To grab them?
Yeah, down the end there we have a microphone.
We got a microphone.
So we're going to leave it there and he's going to come and get it, right?
Yeah, where's the kettle?
The kettle is just located behind Kevin Little.
There's a kettle behind me.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got...
Yeah. We've got the lights, we've got the kettle, we've got the microphone, we've got the toaster. That's four items.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you've got 60 seconds to turn them all on.
Okay, you've got the timer ready to go, Chris?
Timer's ready to go. We've got the lights off right now because one of the things he's going to have to do, Kevin Little, that is turn on the lights.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do this, Kevin Little?
Yeah,
he's
ready,
all
ready.
Set. I love
yes!
this. Hold on, I'm going to get my 60-second timer ready to go.
Yeah, get right. some stretching in. Yeah,
go.
Get
yeah.
some stretching in.
Please give him a big round of applause before we get this game. Legend Kevin Little in studio. Thank you for spending some time with us. Kevin Little, it's time to turn them on. Let's go.
Go, Kevin, go.
Go, go, go. Go, 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 go. All right, he's turned the lights on. Kevin Little has turned the lights on. Oh, he's now grabbed the kettle. He's at the kettle area right now. He's trying to turn the kettle on. Oh. Now, he's struggling here. We're 40 seconds left. 40 seconds. What's wrong?
Kevin is on.
Kevin's on. He's turned. You got to do the toaster. You got to do the toaster, Kevin. Kevin, toaster.
What kind of toaster?
No, no. Yeah.
What kind of toaster is this?
Kevin, turn the toaster on. There he is. Yeah, that's all right. We'll accept that. Press that button. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You got to turn the microphone on. Okay, you've got 13 seconds.
It's on.
Oh, he's done it. Give him a round of applause.
I sang the song, dog. I sang the song.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Kevin Little here in the country.
Yeah, it's that island power, man. You know, we know to run.
I'm going to play your song out. Feel free to do what you got.
Oh, yeah. Yo, we inside. There we go. Hey.
Christmas and we're jamming on the radio. Virgin Radio 104.4. And you don't know, say we know the score. You don't know Ross is on the radio. And we're mashing it down. We're gonna mash out Dubai town. Whoa. Even over in Abu Dhabi. Let me hold you, go caress my body. We're jamming on Virgin inside Dubai. Yeah, yeah. And you know you're gonna play my new record. It's called Nikki Nikki Nikki. Nikki 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 Nikki.
Love it, Kevin Little.
Chris Fade Show, done for a week, pretty. We smashed it.
Good job, good job. We got one more week to go. Chris will be back after that.
We didn't take the radio station off air once.
Never say never.
I know, there's still next week. A man who never takes the radio station off air is Adam Adeen.
Like you've jinxed him, the poor boy.
No, but it's happened before. It's happened, I think, twice I took it off air. And
okay.
Once it was for like just a tiny second and no one knew, but then once it was actually pretty bad.
So here's a tip, Adam. Let's pretend it never happened.
Oh, right. Okay. Should we redo this?
Yeah. We're not live or anything like that. But Adam, you have been taking over for Eddie all this week. How's it been?
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been so good. Like I've been loving it so much. And I love talking to the callers. I just love, you know, being present. It's
great. I love that.
It's great. It's amazing. And, you know, on the weekend, it's amazing too, except on the weekdays, we get a lot more callers.
So that's Adam saying, please call him on the weekend as well.
Sounds like you're begging, Adam. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm lonely. I need someone to talk to.
Okay.
Hey,
Adam.
Don't worry about taking the radio station off air. If you listen to any of the shows that I did back in the day when I first started, I think 70% of the time I was off the radio, it was off air. I just used to forget, and then the song would run out, and
Rossi,
then we'd be off.
You forgot?
Yeah, it's not like me at all.
It's not like you at all, no. But Adam is up next. If you have a request, please call him 0487155444. Have a fabulous show and a fabulous weekend.
Thank you, Pretty. Thank you, Rossi.
Keep the radio station on air. Bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.